I love studying other spiritual traditions because sometimes their language has concepts that don't have the English equivalency. And so that's why it's good to learn these words so then you can incorporate these ideas, these concepts into your own practice. And one of the concepts in the yoga or Hindu tradition is called Shraddha. And it's loosely translated to faith, but it actually is an all-encompassing values and belief systems that guide your thoughts, words, and actions. It's your attitudes, your perspectives, all of that is Shraddha. And on a daily basis, you might have certain rules or principles that guide your work, that you say, okay, well, I have to be truthful here. And it's your mind deliberates over the right thing for your job or your family. But then you have the Shraddha, is that deep inherent that gets squeezed out in moments of conflict and moments of suffering. And Eknath Ishwaran talks about Shraddha in terms of what happens when you have an illness. And so someone with the Shraddha that is a little bit more hopeful will probably get better because those belief systems have the power to heal. Whereas someone who is depressed and who is like, woe is me because I'm sick, their bodies will agree and say, well, okay, and will work towards, you know, someone not getting better. And I think it really, if you spend a lot of time in solitude and really ask yourself, what is my Shraddha? What are the things that guide my way of life? So some people's Shraddha might be guided by the desire for money and power. So they do things to draw attention to themselves, to gain attention, to gain votes to gain donations. To gain likes, followers. And that is going to lead you to a particular destination that might not be so virtuous, so so decent. And for some people, that's totally fine. And yet, right, Shraddha, this innate goodness that draws you to humility, integrity, seeking the good in all situations, even if it means denying something that you believe you deserve. That's all part of Shraddha. And so some people are completely unaware of what their Shraddha is. And have no idea how their lives have got them where they currently are as a result of their Shraddha. They have no idea why they are so unhappy. And sometimes it's a matter of Shraddha. So consider what your Shraddha is. What guides your decisions? What guides your thoughts? What guides your actions, especially when you're put in hot water? Do you constantly have to backpedal and explain yourself why you acted in a certain way? Or do you act in such a way that you don't have to? Because you're telling the truth, because you're seeking what's best in a current situation. That you can continually progress, move on. And your Shraddha really can be close to God or away from God. It's that Shraddha that can align with God's will and trust in God's providence, or your Shraddha can definitely turn you away. So take some time and consider what is your Shraddha.